1 Timothy chapter 4. I want to talk to you today about the importance of giving yourself to God. The most important step that I ever took in my Christian life was the day that I was saved at a very young age and raised in a wonderful church down just a little south of here, down in Summersville, West Virginia. And I had a great pastor who was all the time preaching to us about how important it was to dedicate yourself to God. And I believe that's a very important step that every Christian must take, that it's not being dedicated to God and being surrendered to God's will is not something that's just for the pastor. It's not just for the missionary. It's not just for your Sunday school teacher. Being surrendered to God and His will for your life is something that every single Christian must do. God has a very special plan and a very special purpose for every single life. If your heart is beating and you're drawing breath today, that means that God has a plan for your life. And you need to be surrendered to God's will. We consider ourselves to be very practical people and very reasonable people. And with regards to doing God's will, we need to understand that the most reasonable thing and the most practical thing that any of us can ever do is to simply give ourselves over sacrificially to the will of God. That's the best thing we can do for ourselves. We're all selfish people, and that's normal. We all want what's best for us. And the best thing, if we could ever wrap our minds around this thought, the best thing that I can do for myself, the most selfish thing that I can do for me, is to dedicate myself entirely to God and to His will. That's the best thing for me. And I feel like I can personally take into my own hands often my needs and my life. And I could do what's best for me by following my own cares, my own concerns, but that's not the case. The best thing I can do for myself, the best help I can give myself, is to give myself over to God. Romans chapter 12 and verse 1 says that it's our reasonable service that we present our bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God. That's what's reasonable. I did that one night as a young boy. I was about 9 years old. As my pastor preached a wonderful sermon on giving yourself over to God, I went forward to an altar and I dedicated myself to God. And I said, Lord, I'm going to do whatever You want me to do. And that's not a one-time decision. We all need to have that one-time decision where we come to the Lord with that prayer of dedication and say, God, I'm giving myself to You. But it's really a daily decision, and it's not even just a daily decision. It's a moment-by-moment decision. I could be dedicated to God in my actions, in my thoughts, and in my words this morning and struggle with it this afternoon if I'm not careful. So it's a moment-by-moment decision, this thing of giving ourselves over to God. And the language we're going to use today is laboring and sometimes even suffering reproach for God. And there have been times in my life when I've asked, and I'm sure that if you've got experience in being dedicated to God and to His will, there have been times in your life as well when you've asked yourself, why is it that I've done this? Why do I give myself over to God? Why am I presenting my body a living sacrifice to God? Why is it that we do these things? Why have I given myself over to the Lord? And I want to respond to that question today. 1 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 10 is a verse that the Lord has used in my life for a long time now. It says, "For therefore we both labor and suffer reproach, because we trust in the living God." And ultimately, it's our faith in God that that keeps us laboring for Him and sometimes even suffering reproach for Him. We don't do a whole lot of suffering these days for the cause of Christ, not like people were suffering when this verse was being written. We might in the future be faced with some more suffering, but we certainly ought to be doing a whole lot of laboring. We ought to be doing a whole lot of work for God, and it's not always easy. I don't think it's good on the part of pastors and preachers to preach that doing the will of God is easy. It's the best thing that you can possibly be doing for yourself, and certainly we could say that not doing the will of God is never going to make life easy for you. But there's no reason to preach from the Bible that doing the will of God is an easy thing. The words that we have here are laboring and suffering reproach. Those aren't easy things. But the Bible tells us that we do that. We give ourselves over to labor for the Lord Jesus Christ because we trust God. We have faith in Him, and that's why we do it. Our faith gets us to a point where we're able to have a saving relationship with God, our faith in Jesus Christ. But faith doesn't end there at salvation. Faith is what keeps us laboring and working for God. And I want to point out some things in this passage, some things that we believe about God, some things that God has told us that we trust about Him that cause us then to labor and suffer reproach for Him. If you back up to verse 8, it says that bodily exercise profiteth little. And I think it's important for us to understand that all the physical things that we put such an emphasis on in our lives so often profit us very little. And I'm not preaching against the physical things that we do. I'm talking about the innocent physical things that we do, like eating, the things like pleasures of life that we enjoy, things that are not sinful things, just physical things. Your job is a physical thing, and your family even, to a certain degree, is a physical thing, and things that you enjoy doing. I have a lot of physical things that I enjoy doing. I'm a hunter, and I was able to get a deer yesterday evening, and I thank the Lord for that. But that's a physical thing. I enjoy horses, and I went horseback riding yesterday. That's a physical thing. I put a lot of time into some of those things. And at the end, though, we need to understand that all of the physical things that we involve ourselves in profit very little. Okay? Your job, you have to work a job. You have to provide for your family. But that cannot be the goal of your life. That profits very little. There's very little profit with regards to our eternity in working a job. And we can never put the emphasis on physical things in our life, not even the really important physical things. We can't ever do that. We have to labor for God. We must put the emphasis on laboring for God and our work for Him. The Bible tells us that we're able to lay up treasures in heaven. And we understand that the work that we do for God here is an investment in eternity. The work that you do for yourself here on this earth, the physical things that we put so much time and effort into so often, those things only benefit us in the very near present. In the here and now, maybe some physical things that we do are an investment in the short term, future, short term, 30 years, 40 years. But we're talking about eternity. Things that we do for God can benefit us for eternity. And I want to point that out in this verse. It says, bodily exercise profiteth little. Okay? And we really need to understand that. We need to get a handle on the fact that every physical thing that we involve ourselves in, and I'm not talking about sinful things, I'm talking about just the physical things that we enjoy doing. I'm not saying that those things are wrong, but we cannot put the emphasis on physical things in our life. We cannot do it. Why? Because godliness, in contrast to doing physical things and putting the emphasis on physical things in your life, godliness is profitable in all things. If we'll put the emphasis on spiritual things in our lives, giving ourselves over to God, and I'm encouraging you today to take that step. If you've never done that, if there's never been a time in your life when you said, God, I'm giving myself to You. I want to do Your will. And again, let me repeat, that doesn't mean that God is going to call you to be a pastor or a missionary or full-time service somehow in a church somewhere. It just simply means that you have fulfilled your responsibility that all of us have of giving ourselves over sacrificially to God and saying, God, I'm Yours. I want to be used in any way that You see fit to use me, and I want to do Your will with my life. Godliness, taking that step and living your life for God, no matter what kind of lifestyle God calls you to live, whether it be as a layman or in some other capacity, to work a secular job, if you've taken that step, we all still need to be laboring and working for God, okay? We're all laborers of Christ, and we all need to take that step of surrender, and that godliness is profitable unto all things. Being godly and living your life for God and putting the emphasis on spiritual things in your life will profit you in every aspect of your life. There is not an area of your life that will not benefit from you giving yourself over fully to the will of God. Not a single area of your life. And let me make it clear that I'm not preaching some sort of a health and wealth gospel. I don't believe that we're always going to be healthy because we're God's servants and we've given ourselves to God. That's not the case. And we're not always going to be rich because we've given ourselves over to God and we're living our lives with the emphasis on spiritual things. That's not what the Bible's teaching us here. But I can tell you for certain that the better our relationship is with God, the better off we'll be in every aspect of our life. I try to tell people sometimes when I'm dealing with people who have no desire to know God and don't, as I mentioned earlier, don't want to retain God in their thoughts, I try to convince them of what it's like to have a Heavenly Father and to have a relationship with Him by explaining to them our relationship with our earthly fathers. And I tell them, does having an earthly father eliminate all problems for you? No, it doesn't. But the better, when I was a child, the better I was getting along with my dad, he was able to help me get through a lot of things that were difficult to get through. And it didn't mean that my dad, having a relationship with him, eliminated all my problems, but he sure helped me out in a lot of things. And he made my problems a lot easier. And he gave me ways to get through and around and over my problems and ways to deal with my problems. And that's what it's like having a good relationship with God and putting this emphasis on spiritual things in your life. God doesn't eliminate all of life's problems for you, but He sure helps you get through them. He gives you the peace of mind and the peace in your heart that you need to get through problems, and He gives you the wisdom that you need to deal with your problems, things that we could never come up with on our own. Our Heavenly Father helps us with those things. And I believe that every aspect of life here on this earth, see, it says here in this verse, it says, godliness is profitable unto all things, having the promise of the life that now is. What God is telling us here is that in this life right now, you will benefit if you'll give yourself over to God. Giving yourself to God isn't just an investment in eternity. It's not just about, okay, well, if I can just kind of grin and bear it right now and live for God right now, one of these days my eternity is going to be better. It's not like that. Living for God and giving yourself to God isn't like that. Living for God in this earth right now is a profitable and beneficial thing for you personally on this earth. It benefits you physically to give yourself to God. We don't always understand that. That's not easy for us to comprehend, that giving ourselves over to spiritual things instead of giving ourselves over to physical things benefits us right now, but it does. Many of us have this idea that service for God means only suffering on this earth, and we just got to kind of somehow get through it. But that's not what living for God is like. Living for God means that I can get through difficult things in life because I am living for God. And God gives me a great peace of mind and a great peace of heart to deal with all kinds of troubles that I would never be able to deal with if I weren't giving myself over to God. We have the promise of the life that now is. Okay? Doesn't mean God's always going to make you healthy because you've given yourself over to Him, or God's going to make you rich because you've committed yourself to doing His will and you've given yourself over sacrificially to Him as He's required you to do. It doesn't mean that at all, but you're certainly going to benefit in the physical life right now if you'll give yourself over to God like you're supposed to. But it's not just that. It says, having the promise of the life that now is and of that which is to come. And we understand, we see many passages in the Bible where we're taught that, and to use the most common one there in Matthew, if you'll lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven where moth and rust don't corrupt and where thieves don't break in and steal. And we know that we can, by our actions here on earth right now, actually be investing in our eternity. And I don't understand necessarily all of the ways that I will benefit eternally. I know that everybody that's in heaven is going to enjoy heaven. Everybody's going to be having a good time in heaven, and nobody's going to feel left out in any way in heaven. But I do believe that we can reap the benefits in heaven for eternity for the work that we've done here in this life. We have the promise of the life that now is and of that which is to come. The best thing I can do, not just for myself right now, but for all of eternity for myself, is to give myself over to the will of God right now. We labor and we suffer reproach because of these things. We trust in the living God. And we understand that bodily exercise, physical things, profit very little. Okay? Maybe a little bit of benefit today. I might get some enjoyment out of doing some physical things today. But I can't put the emphasis on that. I must put the emphasis in my life on laboring for God, working for Him, having the promise of the life that now is and of that which is to come. My eternity is going to be better if I'll give myself over to God today and live for Him the way that I ought to. Verse 9 says, "This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation. And because of these things, for therefore," those prepositions, "for therefore," mean that because of these things that we've seen now, "we both labor and suffer reproach." This is our motivator. This is why we do it, because we trust in the living God. And the last thing I want to point out with regards to these things is it says, "Who is the Savior of all men, especially of those that believe?" And that's just a fancy way of saying that Jesus Christ died so that all may be saved, and He saved those that believe on Him. He is the Savior of all men. And when we think about all that Jesus Christ did to save us from an eternity in hell, to save us from our sins, there's not a thing in this world I could have ever done to resolve my sin problem. And there's not a thing in the world that you could ever do to resolve your sin problem. You can't do anything about it. You can try, but you can't give enough money to the church to resolve your sin problem. You can't work enough for God on this earth to resolve your sin problem. You'll always have a problem with sin if you go any route other than through the Savior, Jesus Christ, to resolve your sin problem. And Jesus Christ did that for us freely. He gave His life freely, voluntarily, in your place, so that you don't have to die for your sins, and I don't have to die for my sins. He's the Savior of all men. And when we think about, if we allow ourselves to meditate once in a while on what Christ did for us, and the fact that He's our Savior, the question really isn't anymore, why do I do this? Why do I give myself over to God? Why do I labor? Why do I suffer reproach for God? I could be doing so many other things, we think sometimes. The question shouldn't be anymore, why do I, but why would I not? Is there something better you can be doing with your life other than giving yourself over completely and totally to the One who saved you from your sins? I don't believe so. I could not possibly be doing anything better with my life than having given myself over to the Lord Jesus Christ to fulfill His will. There's nothing better I could do than give my life to my Savior, the One who gave His life for me. There's nothing better I could possibly be doing. Sometimes I think about it. I'm getting to spend a lot of time with my family right now. I don't get to do that. We come back here once every 4 years. And I love my family, my dad and my mom. I grew up in a wonderful Christian home, and I love getting to spend time with them. And every once in a while, I'll think, you know, if I hadn't surrendered to go over to Italy, I could do that all the time. I could sit down frequently with my parents and have good conversations with them, and my 7 children could get to grow up with them. But the question is not, why did I do that and give up my family here in America? The question is, why would I not? Why would I not be willing to give up all the pleasures of this earth for the One who gave up everything for me? I can't be doing anything better with my life than simply giving myself over to God. It's going to benefit me in everything. Physical things profit very little. Very, very little. Very, very little. Have you ever had an interest in something, a physical thing, and you put a lot of emphasis on it in your life for a long time, and now it's not even in your thoughts anymore? Amen. We've all had things like that, things that come and things that go, and they don't mean anything to us anymore. Really, all physical things are going to be like that for us one day. We're not going to have a bit of interest one day in physical things. All those things will pass. They're all fads that exist in our thoughts and in our minds, these things that we enjoy doing. Again, let me repeat, I'm not talking about sinful things. I'm just talking about the pleasures of this life. Things that we do every day, there's nothing wrong with them, but we just can't put the emphasis on them. I like the phrase in that song that says, the things of earth one day will cause the heart, or the things of earth that cause the heart to tremble, remember there will only bring a smile. One day we're going to turn around and laugh at the things that were so important to us here on this earth. They profit very little. They mean very little, the physical things, but godliness is profitable unto all things. Having the promise of the life that now is and of that which is to come. For therefore we both labor and suffer reproach, because we trust in the living God, who is the Savior of all men. Why would you not give your life over totally to the Savior? I'm going to pray and conclude right now, but I want you to consider today, in the next service, and throughout the day, your responsibility to God. What's your reasonable service to give yourself over to Him? Why is it that you would give yourself over to Him? Why is it that you would not? Are there some reasons? Make a list of reasons why you would not give yourself over in total and full surrender to God. And think about these things today. If you've never given yourself to God in full surrender, saying, Lord, I'm going to do your will. I want to do what you want me to do. You need to do that today. If you've done that at a point in your life, but you're not fulfilling that promise today, you need to pray, ask God's forgiveness, and say, Lord, I'm going to give myself in dedication to you today. Let's pray about these things. Father, I thank you for your word. I thank you that it's very clear. I pray that you would use it in our hearts today and in our minds to encourage us to live for you. And remember that there's nothing greater that we can do with this life and for our own selves during this lifetime and for our entire eternity than just simply give ourselves over in full dedication and surrender to live for you. I pray that people in here today, I think especially of these young people, Father, I pray that they would give themselves over sacrificially to you, to live for you and to do your will, Father. It's such an important step in life and all throughout life. We thank you for it, and we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.